After he They wrote me about this and realized. That's why now, when I study my own pupil at home, when I deal with errors, I mention the name. Because we need to know that Paul mentioned about filters and handlers when they said the resurrection is over. Right? And how can they destroy the faith of people? You know. So this book was written, and the original was not written, but the prophet was there. That the man, his name was Amos. Amos, oh, bo, mo, roa, roa in you. That's not hard to know. You know, he believed himself to be lead apostle. After Brother Jackson died, and he was trying to promote that he was the lead apostle. Because the chief apostle in those days was Paul. They teach this doctrine that Paul was the chief apostle. And he, the John, the beloved, was the lead apostle. So there must be a continuity of light. So to him in this generation of last age, Brother Branham's light was given to Brother Jackson, David, passed it over to him, Amos. So he's the lead apostle. Not only, he continued to have and believe that out of the seven thunders, he is with the leading thunders. Very nice. Wonderful. You know, when people are in false doctrine, they are so drunk with false doctrine. You know, when you are tipsy, right? You know when you are tipsy? When you already drink enough alcohol, then you are quite tipsy. You know that you are tipsy, right? Then you say, no, 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 I'm okay. Then you drink another one. You make yourself worse. Then you mumble more nonsense from the mouth. The more you drink, the worse you get. All the rubbish will come out from your mouth. Now you see, when they drive with this small stomach, a lot of things keep coming out from him. And he starts to spew out all against me. And you know what? So much so that he deceived a lot of churches in Nigeria. Some of the churches that I have helped them understand. One day a brother called me. He said, Brother Gavin, my pastor now is speaking against you. The very doctrine you taught us, he's saying that it's nonsense. I took the phone, I called the pastor, I said, what's going on? What are you calling these chief apostles and leading apostles? No, maybe there's something what Brother Jackson said. You know, and all that stuff. I said, Brother, keep away from all this doctrine about chief apostles. There is no such thing as chief apostle. But you know what happened? No sooner I put down the phone, and a couple of days later, a couple of weeks later, well, he was in the truck. And the other churches are following him. And then a couple of months later, Brother Max called me at home. So, Brother Max, please do something. I said, do what? I have been to Nigeria, I have preached to them, they have been stabilized, now they are being shaken by distance. You know, what do you want me to do? You know, Brother Max said, I don't know. I said, neither do I. But write something. I said, write what? I don't know. Write something. I said, okay, let me pray about it. I put out the phone and I said in my office, I said, Lord, here is another problem. You know, I talked with God very often. Lord, I was failing to deal with this. I said, Lord, what am I going to do now? Write something, write what? And I just prayed for a little while, and this word really came into my mind. And I open up my, switch on my computer, turn on my Microsoft Word, and I come this word, really. And I went on this man's book, his several old books, and I throw them into the corner of my cup. So now I dig it up, because I don't read, because I know he's talking nonsense. So I took the book out, and I looked through all those pages, where he's making all these ridiculous, presumptuous doctrines about chief apostles, lead apostles, and all of that. And an accusation about my teaching. the truth of baptism. That's why here we have really gone, and here in the subtitle side, K giant scale. So I wrote this book. It lasted 2 months. I never written a book so fast. And I printed that and sent it to Nigeria. Rabbis, all ministers together, he took a book and shared it out. Preacher who said, who will not, you know, he said, was just finding out whether Chief of Water is true. When he was trapped, he read this book, he cried. And he told Brother Nice, this book is for me. You don't know what happened to his church already? It's split. It's too late. Because there were problems that helped us and him over this issue of chief apostles and leading apostles. And the brother took sabbatical, he went to London and tried to clear his mind. Therefore, I warn the church, everywhere I go, speak with the word of God. Not this somebody with the person who preached on this lead apostle, chief apostle, he was a lawyer. To me, lawyer, lawyer, liar, liar. They know how to twist the word. They twist my word. They even twist the Bible. Even twist the Bible. Oh my. How do we look at words? You know something about what we believe? Even today, I won't be surprised. Back in the 80s, when God showed me the revelation of the Mark King, I was the only one that preached on it. Nobody else preached on it. I was able, God showed me that the mark of Cain was that he made Cain into a big color. Right? Nobody preached on that. And I've never heard of any brother my church ever done to say to this. Because I'm talking about there's no preaching. You know, Robert will preach it, so we don't preach it. Huh? I preach on a giant. Where did the giants come from? How do you look at the Bible? They say Cain was a giant, so he fathered giants. Cain did not father giants. Cain did. Not Cain. That's a different one. But who is Cain? Cain was a bastard son of heaven. It says with his wife, I mean his mother. That's a lie, brother God, you're speaking a lie, you're blaspheming God. Let me just share with you something. So then, you know, we go into looking at the Bible, try to understand how we should look at words. Just want to show that I will find more time. What else do I have? What else do I have? Oh, the clock is there, I see. Alright. So let me just share with you something, help you understand how to look at things, alright? So that you may understand. Here I have a letter from a friend of mine whom I brought to the gospel when I was working in the hospital before we came, before I came to the message of Brother Graham. I was a nurse, you know, and working in a mental hospital. So I used to, you know, the mental hospital is very oppressive hospital, very oppressive. You know, how many of you here are nurses? No nurses here? Okay. But general nursing is one thing, but psychiatric nursing is another thing. Okay? The people, the patient there, they call it, you know, they call the mental hospital mad house. But it is not that the patient are mad. To me, the patient is not mad. The nursing staff, they are really mad. You know, because the patient, they are normally mad, of course, you know, like sugar, you don't say the single thing, but they say, you don't get the money. And God never said, it's a Christian, that's it. The sinner do what they call it, but they're sinner. So, I was not a hospital. I used to preach. I mean, I used to share the gospel with a lot of ministers, and they call me all sorts of names, Father God, Brother God, you know, Bishop God, all kinds of names, but fine. One day, this message started. He was 2 years older than me. One day I walked with him and I said, hey, do you believe in God? No, I don't believe in God. What do you believe in? Nothing. You know, see, I'm not confused about God. No. He's trying to prove to me God. Prove to me God first, then I believe. I said, okay, I will take the challenge. I'll prove to you that. When you come to work on night duty, after the patients went to good bed, alright, so you are alone. Are you in the mental hospital? There is a field on the outside of the door. Let's go out. Say, open your door, go out there. In the night, that's about midnight, look into the sky. And then you come and gather the place of God. God, I left it to him. I leave that to him. So a week later when I met him, he said, hey, come, we jumped down. I said, what? And he said, you know? So I said, you want to hear the gospel now? Yes. So I brought the gospel to him. You know, I baptized him and then his family. Well, I baptized him, I mean, we went, I brought him to the church. They come to go where I was attending that time. So he brought the gospel to his family and they all became Christians. But when the message came, 2 years later, after the message came, for me, we laughed, we have a fellowship. He's not a girl. And that's when the girls questioned about the other guy. Why was the prophet, his grandma, his statement has so many grammatical mistakes? Right? How many of you are you know, huh? I was sitting there, you know, that kind of very bad language. I was sitting there, what language is that? You know, and so the governor was criticizing. And then I told him, he said, brother, look, have you ever thought about Peter, James, and John? They were fishermen. What kind of, do you think that they are so good in their language? You know? Now, after a while, he came and questioned about the discrepancy. Brothers and this woman, another woman, he said this. I said, yes, I know that. But why are you looking at all these discrepancies? Go and check it with the Bible. Because he won't make mistakes. But he was a prophet, how can he make mistakes? Oh, dear. If I were there, there are whatever cases, you know, prophet make mistakes too. Right? John the Baptist. You know, the Lamb of God is speaking away the sins of the world, and so on, so on. When he was in prison, he scratched his head. Did I proclaim the right one? He said, his disciples were going to ask. And Jesus just gave him an answer. Tell the disciples, what else on the blind sees, the lame walk? And then he said, here. That's all. You know? Sure, sometimes even Elijah, not the way from a woman, just about. And then he said, he got to speak against the gods of the Baal. And then, tell the Baal prophet, come on, come on, you're going to shoot me. Yet, they have human mistakes. That's why we talk about, we are all of like passion. The prophet also has like passion. We all have our failures, our emotions, our frustration. You know, Brother Brown was so frustrated that he wanted to kill himself. Remember? And people just cannot accept. They think that the prophet is so perfect. That's why the Brother Brown said the prophet is so perfect. Absolute. What happened to them today? What is the time for ministry? How all ministers are called. Actually, they just want to do God a service. The two men who attacked me when I was in Ghana. You can see the photograph on the website. Oh man, where are they today? How can you stand on the word of men? You can't. You have to stand upon the word of God. That is solid ground. All other gods are sinking sand. different. So this man of me, let us look into the Bible, the 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 7, 10. Can someone read that? Can someone read? Wow. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, 10. Yes.
Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Janus and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will not progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also to us.
Verse 10.
But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance.
Amen. Verse 7 says that ever learning is never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The word knowledge in the Greek word is epignosis, means full knowledge, full understanding. So there are a lot of people, they are ever learning, but never come to knowledge of the truth. My friend, this friend of mine, after he left the message, went back to where we came. When he came, they said, service to God. Then after that, he went over to the Presbyterian Church. And in fact, he doesn't even agree with the Presbyterian Church. To this day, he has a lot of confusion. He doesn't even know whether God is 1, 2, or 3. Do you know how many is there? How many God there is? Huh? There are some that believe that God is 2. 2. They believe that God is 2. That's because Jesus died, the Son of God. Therefore, Father is 1 God, Son is 1 God. Is that what the Bible teaches you? And here we have in the Philippines, some of them go out there in the past and say, Jesus is not God, Jesus is not God. I mean, it became worse. Huh? Correct. So what is God? Who is God? The Bible said that there is only one God. God said in the book of John, there is no God before me or after me. I don't know any. You know, you ask a Christian, who's that speaking? Wow, now which one? God is the Holy Spirit. Which one? God! No, which one? God! And God will tell you. I say, if it is God the Father speaking, then he's lying. If there are two others. Huh? Is that not true? And we have people that say, oh, just recently someone sent me a WhatsApp text and asked me to explain. He said, Brother Gunn, how is it that when we pray and we say, oh, the Spirit of God, oh, Spirit of the living God, will you come to be in the midst of us? Why do we pray like this when the Spirit of God is in us? Good question. Right? Huh? I mean, these are all just our word of expression. Is that right? Yes, the word of expression. And just like Brother Andrew Peary, when he's coming here this week or so, he was telling me about some serious doctrine that's going on. Who was Melchizedek? Who was Melchizedek? You know, the Melchizedek was a theophany. Right? Was none other than the very expression of the Logos of God. Oh, no, it cannot be. Because Melchizedek, if he was the Lord himself, in any form, how come he prayed? But I've just been the God of our Lord, but I've been the God of Abraham. I mean, after all, he's God when he said that. Lord, blessed have been the God of Abraham. And yet, if I can remember, let's see if I can find the book of Zechariah. Zechariah, chapter 4, I think. I can't remember where it is there, but I know it's Zechariah chapter. What was the vision saying? Okay, chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. Then the Bible, I want you to look at the Bible. And I want you to see the Bible. To look and to see whether you understand. Don't look. I want you to see. Remember, the little boy over there in the picture, you don't believe his name. You are looking at it. Who's that boy? That's my grandson. But you might say, that's me. Some people say, I believe you, brother, because you are telling the truth. Some people just believe what the pastor said. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the man, I'm like a Japanese man, that's me. I went to Japan, so I said, okay, both the Japanese people like to look Japanese. So. But I put my, I didn't say it when I was there, and Japanese people are thinking that I was Japanese. Look at you all. You know? Then I start, I don't want to speak one word. You know? So you don't see how the image, you see the two pairs of a candlestick? So when you look, you see something, but what do you see what you're supposed to see? So look at this, Zechariah chapter 3. Now verse 1. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to receive him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Ah. You understand what he's saying? Well, he was shown a vision, and there was the Lord standing there, and there was Satan standing there, right? And the Lord said, the Lord rebuked you. The Lord said, the Lord rebuked you. So we can not talk like this, you know? The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked you. That is, I mean, I'm saying, speaking to Brother Michael. Richard Gunn said to Michael, Richard Gunn rebuked you. Kind of funny, huh? He said, I rebuked you, right? But you see, Scripture emphasizes something important. You see, and God is emphatic when he's stressed. That means, I'm the Lord, I rebuked you, the Lord rebuked you. Now, Kesedek, blessed be the Lord, God of Abraham. What's wrong with that? So, Mount Kesedek cannot be the champion, must be a human being. That's the way the reason it happens. But what about the Bible that says, the verse that says, without father, without mother, without beginning, right? How can it be? Scriptures, carefully understanding it, will give you enlightenment. You begin to see the picture. Don't take the verse by itself. You know? So, here we have this letter that was written. So he wrote to me, he said this. Now I just want to show so that we can understand. He was saying this. He wrote me. If eating knowledge provided by the adversary, the concept. Now we know what happened in the garden. About the two trees. We know that the two trees did not come from the ground. Because the first was an interjection. Out of the ground, the Lord grew everything, every tree that was good for, good to the sight and pleasant to the eyes is still possible. Right? Every tree, no exception. They come up from the ground, no exception. Thank God, true. A statement after that. Huh? About two trees coming from the midst of the garden. The tree of knowledge of good evil, the tree of life. Is that right? Now think for a moment. The tree of life. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Of these two trees, God only mentioned one. Of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat it. But there you eat it, thou shalt surely die. Right? So if God said that about this tree of knowledge of good and evil, what does it mean? When he said if you eat it, you will die. What does it mean regarding the other trees? Can we eat the tree of life? Can? Yes. If you have found two trees, this tree you cannot eat, that means that tree can be eaten. Common sense will tell you. And some people say, who ever heard about eating a tree of life? What do you mean you never heard of? Have you heard about eating a tree of life? I'm eating this tree of life every day. Tree means life that grows up. Continue producing fruits. And the word of God continue producing fruits. When we eat it, we are producing fruits. But people don't look at it. They look at a tree. Oh, it comes from the ground. You have branches, you have leaves, you have fruits. Is that what the Bible tells you? You know, I'm a tree of life too. Planted by the rivers of living water. Right? I'm a tree of life. You are a tree of life. Because we have the life from the one source. The main, well, who is Jesus Christ? The Bible calls him the Son of God. Amen. The only begotten of God. Are you sons of God? So what makes you sons of God? What makes you sons and daughters of God? Huh? If it wasn't for that one seed, that grain that Jesus Christ talked about, unless the grain of corn dies, it will not bring forth much fruit. He was that Son of God that produced sons of God. Fruit produced fruit of his own kind. That's why if he was the tree of life, I am also the tree of life. Because I came from the same tree. Right? The Bible said in Jesus Christ, that John chapter 1 said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Clear cut in the beginning. That's when I came out from the denomination church. After I received the book of Brother Graham. In that one night, I sat there to read the first book on the seven church page. Because of the young man who collected the two books didn't want to read it. And you know how God works in mysterious ways. When I was in the denomination church, God was setting me on fire. And I asked the pastor's permission to start a group to train the young people to go out on the streets to preach. And then every Monday we gathered together, I would teach them the Word of God. And we would spend time praying every Monday with the permission of the pastor. And there were about 20 of us, young people. And you know what? I knew about William Graham. I talked to them about William Graham a little bit, but I didn't know the program had message. You know. And then that man, young man, supposed to come into the meeting, but he came late because he was delayed on the wayside in the hall, a community hall, where he heard somebody preaching about the message. And he went to listen. And he took the book of William Graham, the seven churches. And then he kept playing when we ended. Then he showed me the book. I said, this is the man I was talking about. You know? I said, you collect the book. Why don't you read it? He said, oh, no, I'm not interested. You can have it. So God used him to take the book to me. You talk about renounce the nation. I want to consider how I was teaching the people in the book of Revelation and was mentioning Brother Brand. And he kept the book. And I took the book home. It was night time, I could reach home, having a little something to eat, snack, and I sat down, opened the book of Brother Brand, and read the first chapter. I think it came about page 16 or somewhere in there, when I read the one statement. Oh, it was very offensive. You know, like the bride Tracy said, you want to shut it up. You know, you already have your thought about that. Because I was a true blue Trinitarian. I told you this before. When I pray, 20 minutes to the Father, 20 minutes to the Lord Jesus Christ, 20 minutes to the Holy Spirit, because they are equal. That's the way I pray. Ready, brother? Turn. Everyone has received the salvation. When I came to the person, what is the stigma of that brother man? Three persons of the same identical substance makes three gods or language is not language. Whoa! I shut out the book and said, oh, Father, you know, what am I believing in? I was sitting there at the table. About 11:30, my mother was sitting there at the window looking outside, and I felt the Spirit of God, and God told me, like the woman at the well, you worship, you know not what. I said, third of all, I'm not going to read this book anymore. You show me. From Genesis to Revelation, I was taught a Trinity, here. So you explain to me. For 1 month, I fast all in all while I'm working in the hospital. 19 days, 7 days, 7 nights in the week. From 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning. Patient went to sleep. By the time 12 o'clock, I took my Bible, I read, and I studied, and so the book Logos is on the system. And in that one time, God spoke to me, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And there is no such thing as eternal hell. That one time alone, this revelation, three of them came to me. You know, you talk about looking at the Word of God and seeing the understanding of the truth. I shook my head from that time on, all my theological book that I had, I threw it out the window. I said, Lord, I don't want this. You opened my understanding to the Word. There's no way I can understand this. Because when I was in denomination, I was learning the denomination doctrine, and I taught that the existence of God knows everything. The one brother Mike, the thing in the Bible, knows everything. Prophet said that he doesn't know everything. You know what Brother Bram said? He said, what I know God gave me, what I don't know, I don't need to know, he gave to somebody else, to minister. That's how we talk about a five-fold ministry. Complementary one to another, supplementary one to the others. Yes, we complement one to another, we supplement each other. Nobody is the boss. Nobody orders anybody. Hey, brother, brother, you know, preach what I preach, huh? Nobody tells me. I don't have to tell him. I don't tell anybody. Because if you are all part of God, you go on your knees, you pray, so Father, let me understand. Help me understand. And don't preach what you do not know. That's what Philo, the Greek philosophies, a lot of people, he said, don't think you know what you do not know. A lot of people think they know what they don't know. How can you know something that you don't know? But they make it so wrong. You know, God show me this, God show me that. Yeah, a lot of people like to say that. God show me this, God show me that. There should be the scripture then. Right? So the tree of life. I'm so glad about this word of God. You know, if it wasn't written for us, if it whatever is passed down from word of mouth, someone along the line can get lost. You agree with that? Yeah, it's true. You tell a story, maybe five sentences to someone. This guy went over there, he tells somebody else. There's five sentences, he has seven sentences. Huh? Something is happening. Then you want to talk to somebody else, all about it. The five sentence short story contains five paragraphs, almost five pages. That's what we're passing from mouth to mouth, like that. You see? So that's why you talk about the Jewish tradition, they are passed from mouth to mouth. But you see, God has been recorded here. And sealed with the numerical seal, the number 7. Huh? You talk about living in an age of life, so that the Bible can be scientifically proven that it was not written by man, or supernaturally recorded by God through man moved by His Spirit. So what are we looking at here? Now, he said here, regarding the truth, I'll be damned in hell if I do not believe that the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil are not literal trees. Wow. I'll be damned in hell. This man, this prayer of mine. I'll be damned in hell if I do not believe that the tree of life and tree of knowledge and good and evil are not the truth. You want to believe that they are literal trees. If you do not believe that they are literal trees, he'll be damned in hell. Wow! You know, he thinks he knows what that does at all. You want to have denomination teach people. Huh? Sorry. You know what that is? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, it's not only God's tradition. Huh? Or, you know, throw something at you. That's fine, that's religion. People have religion. Is there some? Yeah. In some churches, you must jump and shout. If you don't jump and shout, you don't have the Holy Spirit. So you better shout. You better shout. Right? After the Baptists in those days, back in the 50s. Oh Lord my God. Serious. Very serious. Everybody said, Hallelujah. You know, it's a religious thing. You understand? It's a tradition. And the Bible says that it's not tradition. You want to shout, shout. You want to jump, jump. You want to dance across the floor, dance! You know, free. That's why when I was in the shower, I always sing in the shower. When the shower comes to my mouth, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you get anointing and you start to have words coming to your mouth. That's why the words of some of the songs came to my mouth. You never know. If you're out there walking along the street by yourself, I'll just talk to the Lord. Huh? No problem. You see, he just wants to walk and he just wants to praise the Lord, talk to the Lord. You know, today people are talking on the cell phone. You know, before you all had cell phone, a mobile phone, when you first started, it's so expensive, huh? You remember? I have seen that, I never suffered those days. And I was walking the walk, this guy was like this. Come on, chop, 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 chop. And I said, what is father? Who is he talking to? Because he was leaning against the wall. And he was talking about me with a hand like this. And I said, this guy, alright. And he was looking. And I saw him on a cell phone in his hand. And today you see how people walk on the street. Yeah. So, if you go on the street and you just, Hallelujah, thank you Lord, and people walk down, you know, they look at you, okay, maybe you have a secret sample somewhere, you know, Hallelujah, because you know you got this blue thing, oh no, I'm communicating with the Lord, Hallelujah. You know, so there is any way you want to just express yourself. If you want to cry, cry. You know, men who want to cry, cry. Talk to the Lord. Argue with God. No problem. Let's say, wait, what would you have? Come, let us talk together. The first thing with God, God said, I understand. God is our Father. He been a person. The pain that you go, you're going through, you understand? You know? So when you get upset with God, you need to cool down for a little while. Just don't let leave you alone for a while to, you know, like a naughty boy or a little boy misbehaved, put him to a corner to cool down and then pick up the senses. Yes? Just come. So now when we look at this kind of argument, here is another one here. He said, the rich which God had taken from a woman, built him into a woman. Then Adam said, this is now born of my bones and flesh of my flesh. He asked me this question. Tell me why they cannot be, why it cannot be written. You know, innovation, these people are just simple. God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And I told you that there is a mystery hidden here. When I read the verse the first time, you know, after so many years reading it, reading, one day I read it, and God said, it is not good for man to be alone. God said, you know what the verse meant for? I said, now I know, Father. You don't want to be alone. You speak of yourself. You do not want to be alone. So it is not good for man to be alone. What man? The man Jesus Christ. What trained the man Jesus Christ? Not to be alone. But why? He said, took the bride. You and me. To become a family of God. So it is not good for man to be alone. God has always been alone. And he don't want to be alone. He wants a family. And God put Adam to sleep. And God took from his side a rib and a flesh thereof. Of course, that's the expression. How many of you love ribs? I just had some ribs from the first gospel. You know what ribs is? Every time you take and eat a rib, there must be meat there, right? Of course, you're not going to buy all ribs, no meat. So when God took the rib from Adam's side, the Bible said there is flesh with it, right? And he took it to a woman and presented it to Adam. Now, if you read the Bible like this, that's what the Bible became. It became a new book to me. When I threw all the charts in the book over here, because, you know, if I don't throw away the charts in the book, I will try to find answers. I will try to find answers. What does theologian say? What does commentator say? You know what I mean? And what do you think is theologian get their information from? Where do the commentator get their interpretation from? You see? So, what is that they got and done to Adam? Read it. And pop into a woman. Is it true? Is it a literal read? He says, why, tell me why it cannot be literal? Because to him, to every theologian and preachers in the denomination, they say, take everything the Bible said to be literal unless otherwise. So everything you read is literal. So the read means the open of the community. But what did the Bible say? Go to Genesis. And I want you to look again and see. Don't look, but see. Genesis chapter 2. Or chapter 2. And verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone, to be alone. I will make him a help. He, for him, I want you to remember the English word is correct. A help meet for him. Not help me. And we always said help me. Don't make the woman so low, okay? Don't make the woman as if you are second hand. When you said help me, it just sounds like one who do all the work in the house and the man just simply. No, it just means a help to meet the need of Adam. to compliment Adam exactly what he wants. You see, because Adam would be incomplete by himself because he's the one major. What is the other person? That's why God created Adam, male and female. So from that side, took the female and formed a woman. Okay, stay here. And verse 21. And God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam and his son. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and split thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, then he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man be his father and mother, and they shall cleave unto the wife, and they shall be one flesh. So pick it up. He's having Adam work out. I saw this beautiful person standing before him. Right? And it's something. If you are alone in the forest, and you see some very beautiful thing before you, you wonder who that is. But Adam did not wonder. He never looked at her, and she know who she was. Right? So what did Adam say? You didn't talk about the rib. God took the rib from Adam, right? But the Bible said the rib. He said, yeah, I said the rib. But read carefully what Adam said. Verse 23. This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. The woman was taken out of the man, not the rib. The rib was only an expression. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh is only an expression. When I found out the good one, years ago, but again, is it true that woman have one rib? The man has one rib less than the woman? I told them, well, come your husband's rib. I told them, say, well, come your husband's rib. And then come to the woman, see whether you have the man has a missing rib. It's not there. Correct? You have the same number of ribs. And my friend was telling me, oh, God can take a rib, make a woman, and make the rib grow back again, and stitch it up. What do you want to do that for? Take out a rib, and then make it grow back again. What is the problem? What must God go through that action? This is nothing but a figure of speech, an expression of the Holy Spirit. That the Lord said, the Lord rebuked you. These are expressions to emphasize. We are flesh and bone of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also. Because where do we come from? We came from His side. Right? In what way did we come from His side? In what way did we come from His side? So what is blood? What is water? What is spirit? In the book of 1 John. There are three that are weakness, right? Okay, let us go there. 1 John 5:7. Oh, 5:6. And 5:6. 8. This is He that came by water and blood. Even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is true. Therefore, for there are three that bear record. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. This two agrees with God. So what then? Yeah? That King James Version should be removed. The Father's not only going to take this from the original. You see, what is the Bible here saying? There are three that bear records. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. What is the significance of using this expression? And the Bible said that Jesus Christ did not come by water only, he came by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears record. In the Old Testament, what do they have? The priest. The priest has to take, before they go for the sacrifice, the priest must wash himself. You know that. Clean himself, wash himself. Then the animal must also be washed. Then, say, spill blood. Right? So that sanctification of the priest, sanctifying the animal, and slaughtering, life is given out. So the life, the expression of water and blood is a sanctified. Cleanliness, the blood is pure. And it is the blood of the Lamb. Right? So Jesus Christ did not confess by water and get himself baptized only. He was sanctified. He was the high priest. And he went to the cross willingly and to be slaughtered as an innocent Lamb of God. But what happened? What happened? What did Paul say in the book of Hebrews? It said that the children of Israel, they do all this ritual of shedding the blood of the bulls, right? Of the animals. They did it every year. What happened? But there's no life. The animal life cannot come back to them. That's why Jesus can never come by one only. He paid by one and blood and the Spirit of God record. And that's why the Spirit tree of God records. And this tree agrees to God because His Spirit came back upon the day of Pentecost to everyone who applied the word in your life. You see, the expression is there. Huh? They're not just about the literal. There's always the spiritual truth that is hidden in it. And so Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you do not have eternal life. He says, unless you eat my flesh and eat my flesh and drink my blood. What about the water? What about the water? When you drink the blood of Jesus Christ, what do you have in blood? What came out from His side? Water and blood came out. What does He show us? Water and blood. Why separate? Why is it separate? When you kill an animal, you collect the blood. You just say, that's blood. But leave it for a while. What happened? The water was separate from the blood. Right? Yes. It was telling us that this is life because we flow from His sight. Do you understand? But what about the flesh? The flesh was the manifestation of the Logos. Jesus Christ, when He came, He was born as a little baby. Now, my friends believe, and many people believe, that the moment the child was born, that's God. You know what I mean? The little one is kicking himself because the Bible said, you know, when Mary and Elizabeth met together, you know, blessed be the mother of our Savior and so on, and the little baby came, oh, that's real, that's God in there. God in there. So her husband, there were 6 months. I said, what about if we go back to 1 month? Is God in there? 1 month. Oh, let's go back to 1 week before you go deep on the head. Being told. You know how baby are born? One in the head and then on your spine. No head, nothing else, but growing up. Okay, let's go to the first day. First day. When God made a sperm and an egg and put them together and brought it into man. seed became one and began to divide into two. Is that God? So God is two cell creatures. And it's split into four, right? Into eight. You're not hungry, you're not hungry of four, right? So 8 cells, 16 cells, 32 cells, 64, 128, 5, 3, whatever. Is that God? And then we get to wonder, see, now is that God? So what is God? Little more than inside, with my little hands and neck, there's God. No. That's what Bible Jesus, not the book of Psalms, and even Paul quoted the book of Hebrews. A body has not prepared for me. A body has not prepared for me. A body. So when Jesus was born, drink milk. That was baby God. Baby God. A baby, a God that is helpless, only want to. Right! Isn't that right? Correct! Hannah, a crying God. Crying of the cloth. So we have a crying God. And then a God that can't walk with this. So we have a struggling walking God. I said, do you know about the human anatomy? Do you know a child? When a child is less than 2 years old, they won't have this patella, the kneecap. There's no kneecap. Do you know the child 2 years and below don't have the kneecap? The kneecap will be start to fall at 2 years old. Aha! So, we have a little 2 year old God that has no kneecap. So what is that? How do you understand about God? God is preparing a tabernacle. That's all over. In the Old Testament, God proposed, come to the mountain, and God come to him on the mountain, right? What did he say? 29. What did God show him? He showed him the tabernacle. Right? And for Moses, I want to build this tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed you on the mountain. Exactly. How long did it take Moses to prepare that tabernacle? Well, he didn't go contact from the time he came out of Egypt and so on. It's about 7 months. Okay. What about the time that he gave way to the temple? Okay, look at the Solomon's temple. How many years was that temple built? 7 years. And if you read the Bible record, when the tabernacle was ready, right? When the temple was ready, what happened? The Spirit of God came down and filled the tabernacle. Is that right? Well, that's what the Bible tells us. Jesus Christ grew in wisdom, in favor with God and man. Right? He learned. So on the day when he was baptized at 30 years old, he went to the river Jordan. What happened? The heavens opened and the Spirit came down. The tabernacle. And what did John hear? He said he heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Please what? To draw in. And then argue with me. Show me the scripture where he says that God was pleased to draw in. I said, you don't know how to read the Bible. You're only looking, you're not seeing. Are you looking or are you seeing? You only look at the one verse. What about 1 Corinthians 1:9? How about Colossians 2:19? I mean, Colossians 1:19 and Colossians 2:19. Is that right? Huh? It pleased the Father in whom shall all fullness dwell. Church Lamson, to translate the Bible into the Lamson translation. So he didn't put that in the Bible passage. He said that the word should be added, in whom I'm well pleased to dwell in. That should be the real sense of the whole thing. You know, because there are many language. When you say certain thing, it is understood. But when you come to another language, translation, there's a lot of problems. All the subtlety and nuance all gone. It's very difficult to translate in that language. It pleased the Father that in all fullness dwell. Right? You know what? People believe that Jesus Christ, they said Jesus Christ was eternal. We don't want to believe that. There are those that say, when they try to understand the Godhead, they say, yes, we know. And the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We believe that Jesus Christ pre-existed. What do you mean by pre-existed? Pre-existed from where? From which period? Are you, when you said Jesus Christ pre-existed, are you saying pre-existed as an eternity? Or are you saying that pre-existed from a time? You understand? You know, so when you say pre-existed, are you talking about that he was eternal? And if Jesus Christ was eternal, then he would always have life. If he was in the very, in eternity, not in the beginning, and he was always, always with the Father, then this Jesus Christ already had life, because he was eternal. Is that right? But the Bible said, he didn't have life. God the Father gave him life. That's why he gave the life to us. This life is in his Son, the Bible said. The life was given to him. And the life that was given to us. That's what it means. So where was life given to him? The day that he was baptized. That was the incarnation. The day when you are born again, that's when you have life. Life was given to you. Do you see what I'm talking about? It's the Word that is eternal. The Word has always been with the Father in his mind, but not expressed. You got it? That's why the mystery of God is so deep for many people to understand. Do we know what we worship? Do we know who we worship? Or are we just like the woman at the well? Or are we like all these many Christian group worshiping God and not knowing what they are worshiping? So who are you looking or are you seeing? So we got to learn to see. Not just mere looking. And that's why I like the very first that God spoke. And I think he spoke of God and said, come, let us reason together. Come, let us reason together. Though your sin be as scarlet, yet shall be as white as wool. How could it be? How could it be? God is reasoning with you. You know why it could be? Because his Son is only begotten Son to die for you and make your sins go away. Just as white as snow. Not a sin that is blood. Just like King David. God forbid him to build a house. But you are a bloody man. And when you ask your son Solomon to build it, do you see the meaning of it? How can I speak to you? And the Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, I ask for grace. That you come in the Lord who works in our heart, works in our heart. How to understand, how to be known. There's a lot of things that flow around us. As we know, Father, Satan goes for the head. But you go for the heart. So we pray the Lord your blessed, each time Father, when we look into your Bible, when we look into truth and when we understand it, pray that we open our eyes to see. Because Lord, when you called John the Beloved on the Isle of Patmos to come up here and you show him things, and when the seal was opened up, when the first seal was broken, he heard a voice says, "Come and see." And John said, "I saw." Suddenly, Lord, a lot of people are just looking at a hall that came up, perhaps. And John saw it, not looking at it. You understand what it was? To help us all, Lord, to see your word. Open our minds, we are happy. Asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I just saw that I want to. I don't know why you know this song, maybe I will sing it. But it is called The Wings of Faith. How many of you know this song? Oh, okay.